This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. The Supreme Court did not issue any interim order on the Waqf Amendment Act 2025 yesterday, while hearing a batch of petitions challenging it. The centre asked for more time to prepare for this argument on the 3 points raised by the Apex Court. The Apex Court will now hear the matter today. A bench of Chief Justice Sanjeev Khanna and Justices Sanjay Kumar and K.V. Vishwanathan asked the Solicitor General Tushar Mehta, appearing for the centre, on how Waqf by user can be disallowed, as many will not have a requisite documents to get the Waqf registered. The three-judge bench considered passing an interim order on the petitions challenging the new act. The bench raised 3 key points. It said that the properties declared by the courts as Waqf should not be denotified, whether they are Waqf by user or Waqf by deed. Whether the court is hearing the challenge to the Waqf Amendment Act 2025. The court further said that it will order that provision of the Amendment Act as per which the Waqf property will not be treated as Waqf, while the collector is conducting inquiry into whether the property is a government land, will not be given effect to. The court has also said it will order that all the members of the Waqf boards and the Central Waqf Council must be Muslims, except of the ex officio members. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hailed the inauguration of the Amravati Airport as a great news for Maharashtra, especially Vidarbha region. In a social media post yesterday, the Prime Minister said, on an active airport in Amravati, it will boost the commerce and connectivity in the region. Earlier, the Maharashtra Chief Devendra Fadnavis has said that the flying training organization to be established in the Amravati city of Vidarbha will train 180 pilots each year through the fleet of 34 training planes, and it will be the biggest pilot training institute in Southeast Asia. The Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has emphasized that the pillars of the industry and the commerce occupy a pivotal place in India's leadership's resolute commitment to transforming India into a fully developed nation by the year 2047. To realize this national aspiration, Mr. Birla called upon all the stakeholders to embrace the model of development, that it is not only sustainable and enduring but also inclusive. Addressing at the event to mark at the 120th anniversary of the PhD Chamber of Commerce and Industry in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Birla observed that the development-oriented policies of the Government of India are providing new energy to the industries. The Ministry of Mines has issued guidelines for setting up of the Centres of Excellence under the National Critical Mineral Mission. This is in pursuance to the key pillar of mission, which is in research and technology development in critical minerals. The critical raw minerals from this crucial supply chain for emerging sectors of the clean energy and mobility transition, in addition to the advanced technology and the strategic sectors like the electronics, defense and space. The ministry in a statement said that in order to develop, demonstrate and deploy the technologies in an end-to-end system approach, it is essential to conduct the research and development to reach the higher technology readiness levels. The Union Minister of Post, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbananda Sonowal, has emphasized that with the development of ports, multimodal logistics and the digital platforms like Maitri India is driving a modern maritime revolution. Addressing the India Middle Eastern Europe Economic Corridor Conclave 2025 in New Delhi today, Mr. Sonowal highlighted that IMEC is a game changer in global connectivity. He said that IMEC is strengthening the connectivity between India, the Middle East, the Europe, and the sustainable and secure trade routes. The India Middle East Europe Economic Corridor was launched at the G20's Leaders Summit in New Delhi. The Secretary Department of Financial Services, M. Nagaraju, held the interactive meeting with the chief executive officers of all the private sector life of insurance companies to discuss the key concerns, latest developments, and the way forward in the industry. During the meeting held in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Nagaraju highlighted the need to achieve the seamless claims and the customer experience, a robust customer feedback mechanism, and the prevention of frauds and abuse. And that is the end of this news bulletin.